It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM, and today we're looking at local dairy producer Frisklane Farm. And to learn more, we're speaking with Jen Frisken. Jen, thank you very much for joining me. Can we start off with you telling me a bit more about the farm and yourself and sort of its history and your involvement?
So our farm name is Frisklane Holsteins. We milk 48 registered Holsteins, consisted of black and white and red and white as well. It's a century farm, so it's been in our family for many, many generations. Myself and my brother are the fourth generation, and our children would be the fifth. We have 350 acres. We do a crop rotation of corn and hay, and we rent another 80. For day-to-day, we all have our own little jobs that we do, but we all work together at those jobs. So, I mean, your day works of chores and milking and feeding and everything in between, crop work, etc. And on the side, the boys have their antique Farmall International tractor collection that they like to putter with. And then myself, I have a small miniature donkey herd.
And now, can you tell me a bit about sort of what has made you and also the farm successful?
I think management plays a large part of it. At the end of the day, it's a business. So, I mean, you're in it to make money, but you have to look at your goals. Like if you're wanting, you know, to breed a better cow, you're going to look at better bulls, that sort of thing. Obviously, in today's market with inflation and everything like that costing so much, you have to, you know, manage your debt, manage your income, that kind of thing, your expenses cost. That's super important in today's society. So.
Now, can you walk us through sort of a day in the life on the farm?
So mornings usually start around 5:30, barn, get the girls up, give them their morning breakfast, and then, of course, milking, morning milking, and then chores, which consists of feeding the cows, giving fresh bedding, cleaning calves, etc. And then in between there, you throw some kids in and need to get ready for school and on the bus. And then usually throughout the day, it's kind of whatever season we're in. Like just recently, we were doing corn silage. So, you know, after chores, we go right to the field all day. And then usually around 4:30, 5 o'clock, we're back in the barn again. Again, feeding, milking, that sort of thing, feeding calves. Usually that ends around 6, 6:30. And then we kind of slow down for the day and then feed ourselves. and then basically do it all over. Yeah.
Now, can you tell us some of the challenges that you've happened to face?
Oh, there's always challenges. The weather is always a huge challenge. Whether you're never happy, there's always too much rain, or right now there's not enough rain kind of thing. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges. Talk about inflation, like, you know, that's a huge challenge. Like I say, at the end of the day, it's a business. So, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest challenges right now. The cost of things, your input costs, you know, are creeping into what your income is, right? Politics, you know, et cetera. There's always challenges, but I mean, it's something you have to manage and deal with day to day. So.
And to end things off, can you tell me a bit about the rewards of working in the dairy industry?
I think for myself, it's, you know, you get to be home every day, you know, working side by side with your family, you know, doing what you love, you know, most recently, like we have small children, myself and my brother, seeing them get their hands in there and they're loving it too, right? My daughter loves the cows. My son is obsessed with tractors. Like, so I think that's like a huge reward. And then, you know, seeing the generations carry on, wanting to carry on the same passion, right? I don't know, like, do what you love, you never work, right? So I think that would be the biggest reward, for sure.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you for taking part in Seeds of Success on MyFM.